Good morning from hell. I'm Chris, and I died a while ago, and my eternal punishment is to do this podcast where we interview everyone in hell with my co-host, the younger brother of Satan, Clayton.
Chris! Chris, look outside your window!
What?
Chris, I'm doing it. Look outside your window!
Look at my new car!
Wow! Cybertruck!
Chris! Don't get away from the window! Oh, hey, check out my new ride.
Yeah, Cybertruck, huh?
I'm a muskrat. That's right. Got a steal on this pretty girl. Woo!
You stole it.
Actually, surprisingly, I did not steal it. Come to find out, I had thousands of dollars saved up from all of the ad revenue and merch sales from the previous 100 episodes of Good Morning from Hell. So I just put all that in, and then I traded in 14 PT Cruisers for a down payment. Also, PT Cruisers, they don't retain resale value. Just a heads up. Just a pro tip. Still got about, $75,000 to pay off. We didn't make a lot of money on the first run of this show. But, wow. Amazing.
Amazing deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a steal. Plus, get to support my good buddy, Elon.
These metal paneling, are they supposed to come off?
Well, no, that's like a bug, but they're going to patch that, I think, in the firmware update.
With some glue?
Yeah, well, it's hot down here, so the glue, it melts and stuff. It's fine. You're getting too caught up in the minutiae of the thing. This thing, it's the future. These things are going to be ripping and tearing down the streets of hell.
Right through the walls.
Blasting through school children. Exploding at intersections. I mean, the future's bright as can be, Chris.
Yeah, they are reflective.
That's right.
You said you spent all of our money?
All $3,452.61. That's how much we made from our first season.
That was 300.
300. What?
Not 3,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I carried the decimal. Yeah, no, we did not make a lot of money.
Uh-uh.
But hey, this is okay, because now we're back to being underdogs. We're back at net zero, so that means that, we can only go up.
Well, how much are we in debt?
Oh, yeah, actually, so I guess, what did I say, $75,000 I still owe to Elon.
So net minus 75,000-ish, if we're keeping track, which we are.
Yeah, but think about the underdog story, Chris. Now we get to make all our money back from all of our supporters out on Patreon.
Good segue. Do you want to be a supporter of our Patreon?
Yes.
And we need it. We got up this Cybertruck payoff that we have to do.
Oh, you're talking to the audience. Yeah, no, it's pay $6.66. This is a huge deal. Everybody's doing Discord. So I was like, where are the people really at? Where's the real platform? So I'm going to become a LinkedIn influencer. And if you follow us on Patreon, then I will befriend you on LinkedIn. And then I'll, say you got some qualifications on like Microsoft Word. I'll be like, approved. This guy does it. Approved. Excel. Approved. PowerPoint. Approved. And like my word goes a long way. I'm kind of an influencer on LinkedIn. I'm writing articles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like what?
The other day I wrote an article about leadership.
Oh.
Five easy steps to leadership. But I'm not gonna spoil it. That's Patreon LinkedIn exclusive content. I mean, technically it's not exclusive because I think anybody can find me on the LinkedIn. We'll need to work with the privacy settings, but
yeah. So if someone signs up for Patreon, they get to how is that enforced? Like, is there a way to track?
Well, there is no way to track because LinkedIn is the worst social media, as you know.
Uh-huh.
When people check you out on LinkedIn, you get a notification. So if I know that Jerry from Utah is looking at my LinkedIn, but he's not following us on Patreon, I'll do the math, I'll cross-reference the spreadsheets, I'll kill him.
Okay.
So yeah, he's gonna have to follow me on Patreon to get my LinkedIn goods.
Yeah. Just one of the many benefits of supporting us on Patreon.
So much exclusive content that I can't even list it all out. And I'm pretty sure our audience is tired of us advertising to them. So let's, how you been?
Well, it's been a bit of an adjustment period, because I got really used to heaven, where everything smelled like cookies. And here, the air is just sulfur, rotting corpses, everything burns, my eyes, my ears, just everything burns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not the greatest. How are you?
Just hadn't talked to people in so long. So this morning I ate a lot of peanut butter to really lubricate the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really just stuffed teaspoon after teaspoon. So I got good hawkable loogies. It's really good. It makes for excellent audio quality too.
So, what's our plan for the episode today?
Well, Chris, it's a little bit of a holiday.
It is?
You might have learned about it in grade school. You might have been misinformed about a few things, but that's okay. That was us doing that. It's Columbus Day, Chris.
Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Do they even do Christopher Columbus Day anymore?
Well, they actually do Indigenous Peoples Day, which is probably better. I think that they finally found out after hundreds of years of celebrating a terrible person that they shouldn't do that and should probably celebrate people who actually need celebration. But besides all that, we love Columbus. We love Columbus Day. So we're going to celebrate him the best way we know how here on Good Morning From Hell.
By having him on the podcast?
By having him on the podcast, yeah.
So where is he?
Well, he should be sailing in here soon.
The pizza pie. Hey, it's me, the Christopher Columbus.
It's the Christopher Columbus, Chris.
Hey, the Christopher Columbus.
What is this thing that you're doing? You're pinching all your fingers.
Oh, mamma mia, I'm an Italian guy.
You are an Italian, Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. I actually discovered this.
You discovered the hand gesture?
Yeah.
Chris, did you know that?
Yeah. No, I'm Chris.
Wow. Oh, man. Christopher Columbus, great to have you on. What have you been up to these days, man?
I don't know if you're aware, but many people found out about my true nature.
True nature? Can you tell us more?
Yeah. Just being a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is really not worked out for me.
What?
So I'm trying to rebrand as kind of like, you know, I can't. You see how I came in?
Yeah.
The problem is everyone found out I'm awful.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Hundreds of years, nobody saw through it. I thought I got away with it.
You got away with it.
And now it is Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right? Right? Oh, you're less enthusiastic.
Yeah, I get a little bummed out when I start talking about it.
Oh.
You know, I try to be, now that I've rebranded since being in hell, I'm trying to grow my brand down here and kind of, and we do celebrate Columbus Day down here, which is good.
Oh, we celebrate it only the only way hell knows how to. That's right.
How do we celebrate it?
The thing about Columbus Day in America was people got day off of school and people got day off of a post office and people got day off of bank. And in hell on Columbus Day, everyone get day off of everything to beat me up just bad style.
I just beat the ever-living shit out of you.
Yeah.
Remind you of all the failures, remind you of all the things that you fucked up.
Yeah, and you know how, Chris?
Yeah.
This is a Chris-to-Chris conversation, C-to-C right here.
I'll
see my way out.
Wait, you're C also. This is a C-to-C-to-C conversation.
Okay, all
right. Yeah.
All C's here, and we see eye-to-eye. You know how in hell a day can feel like an eternity?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Columbus Day feels every time it comes around. And it really feels like it's not a set thing on the calendar, but more of a thing that I have to, ironically, discover when it is. I would say every year, but it feels like every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it's great.
So Columbus Day, rough. Fro Columbus.
You know, it's actually funny that you mentioned that because, you know, Columbus Day up on Earth, from my understanding, Chris, you guys got days off from school.
I think so.
That's perfectly designed because you don't want them to learn
right
that you were terrible. So it just kind of works to your advantage.
It's one day where I know they're not going to see through me.
Yeah.
And I know that they're not going to discover what kind of guy I really am, which is bad. Again, to be clear. Bad guy.
Bad, terrible guy. Terrible guy.
Terrible guy.
But, you know, you mentioned earlier you've been out rebranding and discovering and all these things. What are you discovering down here in hell?
Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
I found out, since I've been down here for so long, they started naming other places after me.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Columbia, Maine, Columbus, Kansas, Columbus, Indiana, Columbus, New Mexico, Columbus, New York, Columbiana, Ohio.
Oh,
yeah. There's a bunch.
Also, Columbia, the country, named after yours truly.
Wow.
So, the brand is out there, and it's just changed enough to not make you go Columbus like the Christopher guy. So...
Yeah, it's kind of like Subway, right?
How's it like Subway?
You just got to get Shaq involved, and you're good to go.
Oh.
Then that's all I'm trying to do. But really, I got a more of a Papa John thing. So it's really just hasn't been working out. That was my first iteration, was me and Papa John and we were trying to figure out, like...
Oh, y'all teamed up.
He said, like, hey, me and you got a lot of the same ideas. And I said, is that right? And he said, absolutely. And I said, about pizza? And he said, no. And so, because we're both, we're the
Italian guys.
Not what he meant.
Oh.
I found out. So, been working on rebranding.
Uh-huh.
And it's Columbia Travels.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. And so what I do, I bring kind of tourists down here, people who also are in hell for all eternity, and I've been told this is a punishment to be on my tours.
Oh, you know, maybe it's, maybe you misheard and maybe it's a punishment, you know, like, oh, well, Christopher Columbus. No.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative.
We have a lot of punishments down here in hell, Clayton.
Yeah. You know, like, you're tickling me until I piss my pants and then the piss is boiling. That's a punishment. There's giggles.
Is that what you do with Chris?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Why? Why are you... What's this judgmental stare for?
No, no, there's no judgment. I'm just trying to discover new places in hell. Recently discovered there's a Chili's in hell. Did you know that? I discovered it.
You discovered the Chili's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was already there, though?
It was there. People were working in it.
People were eating in it?
Yeah,
Okay.
And so I walked in, pulled over my Cybertruck.
Yeah, of course.
Standard issue. We jam like 30 or 40 people in the back of one of those.
Yeah.
Because it is, as I'm told, you can use it as an actual truck, and that's kind of how we do it.
Well, that's past the weight capacity, though, so you probably more, less parked and more like slammed into.
Yeah. We slammed into the side of an Applebee's, which I also discovered.
Oh, gotcha.
And then went next door and discovered the Chili's, and I walked in.
Oh.
And I had a little flag that said Columbia Travels. Boom, planted it.
Uh-huh.
Right into the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah. So I discovered the Chili's.
That's... Huh.
Wow. So what did the people at Chili's think about that?
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest. I have run into this before.
Okay.
Not thrilled. I handed them all blankets. Nobody wanted it. It's very hot in hell.
Yeah.
It's so hot down here. But I put blankets on all of them. And now the Chili's is empty.
Uh-huh.
So Columbia Travels headquarters, former Chili's, now Columbia Travels.
Wow.
And that's, yeah. And so I kind of took over. It is in disrepair.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be. Congratulations, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much. What happens is that it seemed like it was working pretty well, and then I showed up, and then I started handing out these blankets, and it just started falling apart.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was leaving. No one was happy with me.
Yeah.
Did you order any food while you were there?
Yeah, tried to get a triple dipper. The manager said, you need to leave.
Uh-huh.
Shot him.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not above it. I'll be honest. I'm trying to rebrand as a friendly guy and everything.
Yeah.
Shot him where he stood. He approached me. I was standing my ground. You know, it's a castle doctrine kind of thing where I discovered the Chili's.
That he was managing.
And then you stood your ground.
So it's kind of like it was my home.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And so when he approached me, I felt very threatened.
And you shot him.
And I shot him because as is my legal right.
He did have a flag.
You know, when you say you shot him, I'm imagining it's an old, you know, old-timey blunderbuss from the days of old, correct? Is that what you used?
No, I have like a 9mm.
Oh.
It's just a regular standard issue.
Like a Glock.
Yeah, just like a regular 9mm. You know what police have? I have that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's comforting.
I kind of see myself as kind of a policeman, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm discovering these places. I'm going to these places. I'm taking them over.
Uh-huh.
Don't approach me. You look threatening. Get on the ground. Bang, bang, bang. This is mine. Oh, no, it all fell apart.
Yeah.
That sort of keeps happening. This happened at a Home Depot for me, which I discovered.
You discovered.
Uh-huh.
Now this Chili's, it's happening for me there. I'm thinking about discovering an ARCO gas station for Columbia Travels.
Yeah. Well, my next question was about Columbine High School and if you had any relation to that, but... You know, given all the gun talk, I think we'll just skip through that one. You know, a lot of famous things, you know, from up on Earth, the cities aside, there's also, you got your own, like, mnemonic device so that people remember your legacy.
Yeah.
What was it, Chris? You probably learned it.
Oh, in 1492, Columbus sailed the oceans blue.
That's right!
That's fun!
And if you had stopped there, we wouldn't be in the situation.
Yeah.
And what happened was that everyone decided to keep learning, which is unfortunate for me. Again, to reiterate, unfortunate for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good little rhyme.
Well, 100 years later, there was another one. There was new rhymes.
You know about 1592?
Yeah. So let me see. Right here it says, in 1592, Columbus ate a canister of glue. Yeah.
So I've been down here for a long time.
Yeah.
And that is what they had me doing for 90, 100. Again, when days feel like an eternity, what's a year, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When the only food you're fed is, it says a canister of glue, which is funny because it's the only thing I ate for 90 to 100 years. Again, it could have been 85. It could have been 105. The swing.
So you ate the canister of glue, right?
Want to reiterate, it wasn't just a canister.
Gotcha.
It was so many, like, it was like a never ending, like the glue, I would get to the bottom and then all of a sudden,
more glue.
Oh, it fills up.
Like Clayton, you know, funny Satan punishment.
Yeah, punishments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a refilling canister. It couldn't fit that into the rhyme, though. It's kind of fuck it up, so we just simplified it to a canister of glue.
That's why Columbus Sailed the Ocean Blue was so good for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it didn't say, and then landed, started handing out blankets, get on the ground, get on the ground, get on the ground. None of that rhymes, so.
Missed India, found, you know, Bahamas, killed a bunch of people.
Here's the thing. We can get into the rhymes, okay? But I want to come clean about something. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Okay.
Before I was on the ship,
uh-huh.
I'm just a merchant in Venice, right?
Uh-huh.
Then King Spain, hey, we got to go discover new territories.
Uh-huh.
I figured that's my ticket out. I get all this money, and then I'll just sort of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
Mm.
Here's the problem. Do you know what it is to be a captain of three boats like that? Oh, what time do we wake up? What time do we eat? How we go there? Where's the wind going? I don't know. And but you can't say that. They'll throw you overboard. So, just keep heading west. You're just like, oh, which way's the wind blowing? Oh, turn sails.
West.
Right, 14 degrees. You just keep saying 14 degrees west, like that means anything.
Yeah.
And then people go like, oh, yes, aye, aye, sir. And then you land, and then eventually you see land, a guy in a crow's nest. Oh, land ho. And you go, oh, fucking, it's India, probably.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is.
Doing circles from doing all the 14 degrees west over and over and over.
Well, yeah, the boat's that big circle. And then eventually land ho. I figured we were back home. No. India. And then, come to find out...
Not India.
No.
Hey, guys, here's the thing. Not even fucking close.
No. Yeah. You did miss it by a few thousand miles, yeah.
Like a different continent.
Who would have known there's a whole landmass there? We figured that it was just, like, Europe and then India. And then we'll just go, and we're there.
Yeah.
And that's not... There's a lot in between that, is what we came to discover.
A lot of people thought that there was stuff there.
Yeah. I didn't really think about it.
Well, I mean, it's fortunate that you didn't sail off the side of the map, you know, with the flat earth.
I didn't know if you guys wanted to get into that, but I've seen the edge.
You've been to the edge?
The edge?
Well, I've seen it, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that like?
What'd you see?
You see the reflection from the glass dome.
I knew it.
Oh.
I knew it.
So where was this in relation to your discovery of India?
India.
And I used quotes there.
Mm-hmm.
And Europe. Where was the edge?
Just a little bit north of India, I think.
Okay.
Or I guess what I thought was India.
Gotcha.
Have you been to India?
Again, No.
No, okay. Didn't think so. Let's keep going with these mnemonic devices. So, you know, 100 years later, in 1692, Columbus screamed, I'm gonna goo. Was that?
What's the opposite of edging?
Gooing.
Gooing?
It's gooing.
So, for about 100 years, it was just constant. And you think, oh my God, that's gotta feel so good.
No. Real hot and bothered. 100 years of being hot and bothered.
It hurts.
Ouch.
When you don't stop, you're just shooting dust. Remember Bugs Bunny cartoons where he would open a wallet and a moth would fly out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It got to that point. I'm talking day three.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm shooting moths. Yeah. And for 100 years, do you know the ironic part about all that?
What's that?
And it's not, you know, I'm not happy to admit it, but I'll tell you. I'm not above it.
Yeah.
They told me that the glue that I ate... Where do you think that came from?
Oh.
It wasn't glue.
It wasn't glue.
Wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still very sticky, though. I know that much. I actually contributed to that bucket of glue. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to out myself. But some of that glue.
I knew something was familiar about
you. Yeah, I know.
I knew. I couldn't place
it. I came inside a canister that you ate.
Yeah, uh-huh. But let me tell you, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
I knew it was something.
Uh-huh.
Was it the little horns on the sperm? Is that what gave it away?
Yeah, it hurt.
That's syphilis, Chris.
Which he also gave me through that.
Mm.
Stings. And then for 100 years shouting, I'm gonna goo.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Well, moving right along, Chris, why don't you take this next one?
In 1792,
oh.
Columbus took a 200-year-old poo. So what's that?
When you're filled with glue and goo, there's no fiber in any of that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The glue finally comes out. Have you ever just shit so big that it was like, oh, I'm going to have to reach back and grab this thing?
Uh-huh.
I made a pact with God. I promise I'll be better. I promise I'll be better. But he can't hear you down here.
No, he can't.
Not without a phone.
No. You know, again, I've been backed up for 200 years. I want to die.
Uh-huh.
And again, as a punishment, I can't.
No.
Because I'm down here. Columbia travels.
No. I'm moving right along. In 1892, Columbus ate another canister of glue. Deja vu. You ate another canister of glue.
Oh.
Yeah, and at that point, I knew that it wasn't glue.
But you were still eating?
Well, I didn't have a choice.
Oh, punishment. Right.
Yeah. It was a punishment.
You discovered that it wasn't a canister of glue.
By discovered, you mean I was taunted endlessly every day with a bunch of little demons going, it's not glue, it's not glue. And then I have to keep eating it with a spoon.
It's like pudding, but like sticky.
It's not good. Well, if you know all of those, that's definitely, that's the last one. There's no more rhymes, right?
No, we got one more actually. Here, there was 100 years later.
We don't have to remember the last one.
In 1992, Columbus joined the LAPD Blue. Wait, what? What happened in 1992?
There's a little bit of a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
The thing about April 29th, 1992.
Specifics, wow.
Well, it's a day that will live in infamy, much like Columbus Day now, which is Indigenous Peoples Day.
October 14th, yeah.
So I'll just say, I was the reason for the LA riots, and that's not a big deal, and that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Everywhere that something is maybe like, oh, did he know about this? Is this like a racial thing? Whatever. Columbus.
Columbus?
Just be assured.
Columbus.
Da-da-da. I was there. Yeah.
You're in hell eating glue.
Yeah.
And they're like, Columbus, we got something for you to discover.
Where do you think I got the Glock, Chris?
Oh.
Things are really piecing together. Mm-hmm. That's a callback right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're welcome. There you go.
Well, I don't know if I'm thanking anybody for that, but No, I'm not going to sing along with this one. Well, oh, wow, Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
It has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is what it is to be hanging out with Christopher Columbus, going around, discovering what podcasts are. I've discovered this podcast. Thank you very much.
Well,
it's brand new.
Yeah.
Check out Good Morning from Hell, a podcast I discovered.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll write that on all of our marketing materials.
Yeah, Columbia Travel. Don't put Christopher Columbus. If you put Christopher Columbus, people don't. It's anti-Italian discrimination is what it is. And you don't want that. Yeah, you don't want that. And so don't put Christopher Columbus. Columbia Travels. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You put little flags around it and everything. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I discovered that that's better.
Better branding.
Than me.
Yes, Christopher, so good having you on. Columbus, that is. Chris, you're always here. You're stuck here. You're never going anywhere.
That's right. You're stuck here. Ha-ha.
Yeah, punishment.
Yeah.
So my secret mission does not apply here, but I...
Your secret mission?
What secret mission?
Don't worry about it.
Were you also kind of sailing around the world trying to find India?
Yes. That's what we'll say it is. You know, speaking of sailing, segue, attention.
Uh-huh.
Woo, flashy over here. Look over here.
Whoa. Something's flashing over here. Okay. All right.
We got you a gift, Chris, to Fur Columbus.
Oh, wow.
You know, in honor of your old voyage back in 1492 when you sailed the oceans blue.
While you give me this gift, Chris, can you do like a little like background music for me?
Just underneath it, yeah, to set the tone, yeah. So to commemorate that momentous day, we are going to be giving you three ships.
Whoa!
All right, if you walk out here, come on out here to the dock.
Oh, let me see. Okay.
We got the iPad Nano.
Wow, the Nano.
The Ford Pinto and the Satan Maria.
Oh, wow. It's really a Ford. The second one's just really...
It's a Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then an iPod Nano.
The iPod Nano, I guess, I don't really know how I'm going to sail the iPod Nano. I guess I could put the iPod Nano and the Ford Pinto on the Satan Maria,
right?
Which is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's like a 3-for-1 deal.
That's awesome. This is great for Columbia Travels.
It's an ATV, all-terrain vehicle.
Oh.
Land.
This is fantastic.
See?
It can go anywhere.
Sound.
But here's the thing. Guys, what am I supposed to do with these things?
Well, hell is filled with lava oceans, you know?
Oh!
There's uncharted territory all around us, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, my God.
I talked to my big brother, and he says, get that guy out there. Go get him to discover the rest of hell. So that's your mission.
Oh, wow. To explore the rest of hell in the Satan Maria with the Ford Pinto and iPod Nano?
That's correct. So get on board. We're going to... Hey, before we go, though, we got to christen this, okay?
Oh, christen the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to christen the ship.
Let me get on the Satan Maria. Hey. Oh.
All right, Chris, did you bring the champagne?
I did not know we were doing this. I did not bring the champagne.
What?
No, it's okay, because it was all a joke, because I'm actually just going to slam your... Here, let me take your head.
Wait.
Slam right into the barrel of the ship.
Oh, that's great.
Right into the wood.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh.
Is it supposed to break?
No. It's like just... a different version of christening, you know? Like, we actually call it christening because I'm slamming your head instead of a bottle of champagne into the ship bow.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh. Yeah.
Clayton, you said that is wood?
Yeah, plank for plank, just like the Santa Maria, except for it's the Saint Maria.
Okay.
And it's got a car in it.
It's got a car in it. Extra weight.
It does have a car in it.
Yeah, and that iPod Nano, it's got a battery.
Oh.
A lithium battery that's very flammable.
It only plays one song, and it's that Chelsea Dagger song. They go da 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 da. Yeah, and you think it's gonna be da 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 da
da da da da. You know, it's close.
It's a different. That's fun, but all of hell's oceans are lava.
That's right. Hey, you know what? With that being said, I'm just gonna cut your anchor because you're not gonna need this bad boy.
Oh no. Okay. Now I'm just kind of sailing away from you guys.
You're sailing away.
Bye, Christopher.
I'm also sinking a little bit.
No, you got it. You got it. I'm saluting you.
Guys, the boat's sinking a little bit.
That's just you getting further away. You seem smaller.
No, I'm going down also. I think the lava might be eating through the hull of the ship, guys.
No, it's fine. It's the Saint Maria. It's sound. It's waterproof.
It's the optical illusion of the sunset.
You're going over the curvature of the earth. You're getting further.
No, we already talked about how it's flat. Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, good. He just went under the... He's under the lava. Oh, wait. He just popped his thumb out. Yeah, there he...
Oh, wow.
Well, I thought for a second he's going to do the Terminator 2. He's going to raise a thumb up. What an episode. And we hit a holiday. Wow.
If you want to get roasted in hell, consider joining our Patreon.
Oh, it's our Patreon. But yeah, that's something. That's another feature that I failed to mention earlier. Yeah, if you want to get roasted, you just follow us on Patreon. You submit your name. Boom, you're among a list of amazing people who I can shit on live on the show. So that's gonna be pretty great.
Yeah, and happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
That's right, happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
It's Columbus Day.
Oh, he's in the Pinto now.
Yeah. He is just a smoking skeleton.
Oh.
He's driving further into the ocean.
I don't know how it drives in the ocean.
Nothing can stop the Pinto.
Ford Pinto is a great vehicle.
It's nothing like the Cybertruck.
Not at all. Doesn't come close. All right. Thanks for listening. As usual, hail Clayton.
Thank you, Eric Bedore, for returning to Good Morning from Hell as Christopher Columbus. Eric, tell us, what shows are you working on?
I got 100% Eat, which is formerly Face Jam, a regulation podcast, which used to be Fuckface. So you can go subscribe to those Patreons when you're done subscribing to this Patreon, I guess. And or you can just go listen to podcasts. I think people forgot that you can just like listen to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can just like listen to the shows.
That is a form of support in itself. You don't have to go...
Yeah, you don't have to pay... You don't have to pay money if you don't want to. You can just like, I'm going to like listen to the show. Yeah, it actually does like a lot for us across the board for all these shows. Just to download it and listen to it and be like, oh, that's good. I'm going to be a listener of this show. That really, you know, helps.
Or option three, Eric, they could complain about how many Patreons there are.
Yeah. What we should do, guys, now I have an idea. We should get all these together and we should just make it under one company. And there's no way that could possibly fail for a second time.
All right. 100% Eat and Regulation Pod. Go follow them.
Yeah.
Because we've been friends for a long time. I would say you were instrumental in helping this show get started in the first place.
Absolutely.
Back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
For 100% Eat, if someone who has not heard of it, what is it?
That would be crazy if you hadn't heard of it, but that's fine. We go to every fast food place to let you know if we need it, or to let you know if you need it, I guess. And you probably do. So we go and try like limited time fast food stuff, or just try different fast food places, eat and rate them. It's so such a thin premise to get people in the door together. It's mostly just us fucking around, which is a lot of fun. And then Regulation Podcast is myself, Jeff Ramsey, Gavin Free, Andrew Panton, Nick Schwartz. And I don't know how to describe that. It's deep lore about nothing. We found out that the average American eats 70 hot dogs a year.
Hmm.
That number seems out of whack.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like when was like the last time you ate a hot dog?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Last year?
I've eaten one this year in New York.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so, oh, mamma mia. So
yeah.
Apparently 70 is the average American number. So on Regulation Podcast, just to give you an idea about what the show is, we started a hot dog count where we're all counting the amount of hot dogs we eat in a year now. And so from August 1st until August 1st of next year, we're starting to see how many hot dogs. But all that's kind of doing is I've eaten more hot dogs in the last 20 days than I have the rest of the year.
Is it a competition to see who can eat the most?
No.
I think it's just collecting data.
It's just a tracker. It's just making hot dogs top of mind. And that's really making you go, I can eat a hot dog. And that's not good.
Huh.
No. Nitrates. Nitrates.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why.
Question.
You check out Regulation Podcast. Yeah, what's up?
Hot dog. How broad is that term? Like a sausage. Does that count?
I think hot dog is pretty hot dog in like the spirit of what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
You can try to break down like, oh, what about a brat? And it's like, if you want that to count, I guess you can count it. Seems like hot dog. It seems like we all know what a hot dog is and you can try to game the system here.
Yeah.
But really, it's just eating 70 hot dogs and seeing if that's really how many you eat in a year. It's not a lot, right? It doesn't seem like it would be a lot unless you go to like hot dog day at like Round Rock Express.
It does though.
70 is a lot. That's at least 70 meals.
Well, you don't only eat one hot dog. Yeah.
Or I guess 35 meals.
35 meals. Yeah, you're eating two hot dogs.
God, I can see how this could fill like an hour of content talking about hot dogs.
See? Unless you go to Costco hot dog, big hot dog. Ballpark hot dog, small hot dog. So go check out those podcasts.
Yeah.
Go check them out. And we're going to talk some more about nonsense and about some of the horrible things we've done in our lives and our Patreon exclusive show, Why We're Going to Hell. So tune in for that. Bye.
Thanks.